Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Matos, and in this episode of our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast, we introduce you to the music of Spencer Crandall. Spencer had just made his Grand Ole Opry debut a few days before our Monday morning visit. We would take a look back at that historic event in his career and chat about a lot of other great things. Growing up, musical influences, really entertaining visit with Spencer Crandall. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Coffee, Country, and Cody.
Oh, man. I'm not crying, you're crying.
Don't think for a second that Kelly Sutton won't make a grown man cry in front of a packed Grand Ole Opry House audience.
They did it. They stood on their feet, and as soon as they were up on their feet, the tears just started falling, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. My face still hurts from smiling. I've just been smiling for like 48 hours.
When Spencer Crandall came through the door earlier, that smile that you see right there was on his face when he walked in the door. I said, you can't get it to go away, can you? He goes, no, it's hurting.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the Opry permagrin.
Yeah, no, it's very real. I didn't know it existed, but my face really does hurt from smiling. It's crazy.
You are a Colorado Mesa, Grand Junction, Colorado football player, were you not?
I was, yeah. I went to go play college football, and pretty much right away I had to get two big old shoulder surgeries, and then I had no idea what to do with my life, and I was sitting in my dorm room with a Walmart guitar that I stole from my little brother and was like, I'm just going to be a sad boy and write songs in my dorm room.
And what's interesting is you're touring with Jake Owen, and his story is the same, except it was a skiing accident, water skiing accident.
Yeah.
And it was golf for
him. That's right.
And he taught himself to play. You know, at a time when most guys aren't starting to play the guitar in his late teens, early 20s.
Yeah. My friends would always call me Troy Bolton, which is like the guy from High School Musical who would play sports and also do music. And so they always thought that was very funny. There's an interesting parallel in country music, guys like Sam Hunt and Chase Rice and Jake, and I don't know what it is. People who
Brett
were
Young.
Athletes. Yeah. 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 And then we all were like, maybe we should try this guitar thing. Maybe we should try this singing thing. But it all worked out. It all worked out.
We're all in this together.
Yeah. Wow. That was quick.
My daughter's in High School Musical right now.
Nice.
She is Sharpay. So.
Oh, let's go. This is incredible.
So as soon as you said that, I'm like, oh, I so relate to that.
That's awesome.
Well, going to school in Grand Junction, which is on the other side of the state, sort of,
that's
from
right.
where Denver is on the Front Range. You know, Charlie Daniels wintered at a home outside of Grand Junction.
Really?
He went there in the winter months.
Fascinating. I didn't know this.
Yeah, and would come back. You couldn't get him to do anything like December, January, February.
Yeah,
he was Santa Claus. He was Santa Claus, guys.
Oh,
he needed to be in his cold element because he was gone the month of December. I really think Charlie was Santa Claus.
North Pole South.
That's
Grand Junction, Colorado.
There it is.
Grand Junction was great. Mm-hmm. I really love that place. It's a fun place to go to college and great outdoors, fish and hunt and all that stuff. It was awesome.
So what was your major?
Started off in like construction management because that's what my dad did. I felt like I was just like, I'll just do what he did. And then I graduated from Colorado State with a marketing degree. I had like a year left and then I came out to Nashville. I'd kind of already started doing stuff on the internet. I've really always bet on the internet. I saw guys like Kane Brown and Luke Combs. I was like, I feel like this is the next thing. Like they're actually building real fans. I was watching them. All my friends were like, have you heard of this guy, Kane Brown? I was like, I have, and I don't know how. And it was like, he was all over my Facebook and my Twitter. And so I would skip class and just sit there and like message people on like Twitter and be like, I see you like Kane Brown. I also do country music. Check me out. And I would just do that over and over and over. And I built like 100,000 followers on Instagram. And then people would start saying, are you in town? I was like, where's this town that everyone's speaking about? And they're talking about Nashville.
No kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the way they referred
like,
to
are
it.
Are you in town? I was like, where's like, this magical town?
Like everybody should know where the town is.
I didn't. Yeah. I mean, I always knew Nashville was the spot, but I guess I didn't really. And then I had a few buddies who were just like, just come out, come meet some people. And then, you know, you meet one person and it introduces you to another person, introduces you to another person. And, you know, I met my buddy Tyler Rich and he introduced me to a guy named Chris Lane. And Chris took us on tour with him The tour was me acoustically, then Morgan Wallen was second. This is like 6 years ago. And then it was Chris, and that was kind of my first big break. That's how I got my booking agency. And then kind of from there, I was like, okay, I have to be in Nashville. I promised my parents I'd finish my degree online, so I did. And then I've been here 6 years doing the dang thing.
You know what, though? You had to be a quick study because you're out on the road watching. What was that first show like? Do you even remember what the first show was like?
A little bit. I remember I got introed with the wrong name. This is like, this guy comes up to me. He's like, hey, really quick, I'm going to be announcing you on the MC. It's Stephen Crandall, right? I'm like, super close. Spencer Crandall. He's like, cool, cool. He goes on stage, like WWE style. Oh. Welcome to the stage, y'all. He's got an incredible voice. I heard him sound checking. Stephen Crandall. Whoa. I'm like, get on stage. I'm like, Stephen couldn't make it tonight, but I'm Spencer.
This doesn't befall you in your performances at the Grand Ole Opry, you're not really a part of the Opry
family.
That's
what I'm saying. Everyone has to go play a show to zero people, learn how to play the guitar in their dorm room. There's a little bit of earned, you know.
I mean, if Kenny Chesney can be introduced by Jack Green as Larry Chesney.
He did.
I wish the same for you.
That's what a badge of honor. If Kenny can be introduced as Larry, anybody can be introduced as anything.
Oh, and it's been worse. Connie Smith, when Grandpa Jones couldn't remember her name one night, introduced her as Martha White.
No, he didn't.
You just say, thank you very much. Thank you.
That's me.
Don't forget Daryl Siegenthaler.
Oh, yeah.
Daryl Siegenthaler.
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 And built him up like, this boy here got so many records, he even got time to. And Daryl said, I barely had one record. And Porter made me sound like a multi-million selling artist.
Again, thank you very much.
And then mispronounces my name after this big buildup.
Yep. So, and that was my first show. And we were just playing acoustically, but I just remembered, like, I stepped off stage. One, I had a paper due at midnight. So I literally got off stage and, like, finished a paper.
What was it in? What was the paper about?
Could not tell you. If you had $1,000 in your hand right now, I couldn't answer that question.
My guess is it turned out to be about country music.
Probably. But I just remembered, I was like, oh, that's what I want to do. That's what I got to do for the rest of my life. And then I just kind of buckled down and was like, this is the dream. This is what I got to do. So whatever I got to do, I'll put in the hours. And then you play something like the Grand Ole Opry and you're like, oh, it was worth it. We actually did it. Or we're doing it.
Well, how did your invite come about to the point that Kelly's introducing you on stage?
Yeah, my manager and I work out sometimes in the mornings, and we were done with the workout, and I was all sweaty in the parking lot, and he kind of took his phone out and sneakily recorded me. I was just talking about some dates that we had in the fall. He's like, got some shows with Jay Cohen and this and that, and then he was like, and then you're going to make your Grand Ole Opry debut and blah, 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 and he just kind of kept going just to see my reaction, and I was like, rewind, what did you just say? And then I just asked, I was like, is this a prank? Is this real? Because don't do this to me right now. And then he just kind of was quiet. I realized what was happening, and I was, again, crying in a whatever parking lot.
I'm not crying, you're crying.
Exactly, at 7 a.m., I'm pouring sweat. It was a lot. It was a lot to handle at that early hour. But, man, just one of those feelings where you're like, this is so surreal. From the dorm room to the Opry, like, this can't be my actual life, but it is, and I'm so thankful.
And this weekend with Jay Cohen in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, East Providence, Rhode Island, Charlie's people there in East Providence.
There we go.
Del's Lemonade Clam Cakes, that's your assignment. Okay.
Deal.
Yes. Okay.
Say less.
Yes.
No co-hawks.
Under $4. I mean, seriously, this will not break the bank.
If it was over $5, I'm out.
We're working class people in Rhode Island.
Love it. I've still never been to Rhode Island, so that's one of my few states
left. Check that off.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
And then the following night, Boston. So got a New England run for our special guest. What did they call you, Spencer? What was
Steven.
It?
Steven. Crandell.
Crandell.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sounds a lot like this guy.
Heard the same story growing up, that one day I'll just find someone, a match made in heaven.
Coffee, Country, and Cody.
Well, Facebook, I mean, it's a pretty open platform where later named Sam Mullane in Manchester, United Kingdom, says of Spencer Crandall, our guest this morning, who just debuted at the Grand Ole Opry, Spencer Crandall is going to marry me. Oh. I will leave it in your hands.
Mm. Let me ask my mom first. Because if we're going to get married, she just needs to be there.
Right.
I can't unlive that. She would be very, very sad at me. So I'll ask Sherry. She might be up right now.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Done.
So are you still... I have to ask about this. What's your Twitter handle?
This is fun. At Spency Boo. My Twitter when I was 14.
Yeah.
In my basement with my buddies because they were like, there's this new thing called Twitter. I was like... social media is lame. That's literally what I do for a living. But at the time, I was very like anti-social media. So my buddy just said, let me make you a Twitter. And I was like, make my name whatever you want. And so he would call me Spency Boo, like ironically. And so he's like, okay, you're at Spency Boo. Well, then I get into music. I'm not even thinking. I'm just like, oh, that's my name. And I'll change it. And I just kind of never did. So now at every show, I'm like, follow me at Spencer Crandall and everything. And at Spency Boo on Twitter. Like this weekend when we're opening up for J. Cohen, that's a real sentence I have to say.
Yeah.
But at this point, I don't even want to change it because it just feels like part of the story.
It's part of the
story. So I would love to like get to the highest height of my career and still be tweeting from at Spency Boo. We won a Grammy at Spency Boo.
That's perfect.
And 74,600 are so proud to say they follow Spency Boo.
Come on down. Yeah. Yeah. The more the merrier at Spency Boo.
Yeah, they thought you were going to be a rapper when they first got there.
Hey, don't count me out. You haven't heard the verses.
That's the deluxe edition. Yeah.
So on your Opry debut day on Friday, and Kelly was there to host you, you talk about the entire Revolver chapter is available now. That's the new album, EP. And then, and I got a date with the most iconic stage in country music tonight, and you just left White Bison Coffee Shop.
Yeah. I'm a creature of habit. I have the same exact coffee and breakfast sandwich every single day. So that's where I was, and my fans are familiar with. I do like a release day selfie anytime that we put out music. I take my little coffee and I just snap a pic. And so the Revolver chapter came out that day, and that is one of six chapters that wraps up into this entire concept album called Western that comes out October 21st. So we are super excited. This is like by far and away the best music I've ever made, the most vulnerable songwriting. And the whole album tells this really cool story about the hero's journey, chasing your dreams. And we've been putting it out in these chapters. So Scorpion, Mustang, Revolver, Pickaxe, Desert Gold. And by the end of it, it will kind of tell this hero's journey that will all be on this one album. It's really cool.
You know, Charlie Meadows went to the pen, killed a man with a pickaxe.
So that's not quite on there, but...
Well, pickaxe. It's just fun to say pickaxe.
That's for the sequel.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, it's interesting, too, though, because people will release a full album. But we being creatures of nature, nowadays you can just pick the songs you want.
Correct.
The way you're doing it is you're sort of making them follow the story, which
exactly.
I love. You know?
So, I always try to match my artist brain and my fan brain. Because as a fan, I don't really want 20 songs on a Friday. That's like if somebody just gave you 20 pizzas. You're like, I could eat these over a lot of time, but like right now, I'll have a slice.
Yeah.
So I want to feed people along the way so that they can kind of digest it, love it, or not. Not everything has to be for everybody, but as the music's coming out, they're going, ooh, I really like this one. Ooh, I really like this one. And by the end, they've heard the whole album in a way that they really can kind of, again, digest it along the way. And because it's a very linear story, the story kind of builds on itself. So I didn't want people to just feel like you had to read this whole book the day that it came out, but instead you're almost getting the ending, and so you've looked forward to it the whole time. And then people who find along the way can go back and binge it like a Netflix show, which is awesome too.
No, I have a 9-year-old at home. I will take you up on 20 pizzas though, if that's part of the bargain.
Yeah. Well, Revolver is a part of the EP, the full album, all six chapters telling one story. Western, October the 21st is release date.
Yes, sir.
All the best. Congratulations on your Opry.
Thank you guys so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.